She likes to spend, he likes to save. While opposites attract, in a marriage, disagreements about money can lead to serious problems.
You have to talk about money, and you have to find some compromises that work for both of you.
Financial expert Liz Pulliam-Weston, author of the new book, The 10 Commandments of Money, says you need to treat your marriage like a business.
You have a plan. You know, you have a business plan or a financial plan, so you know where you're going. Get on the same page there. You have regular disclosure, you know, because companies that try to hide things, you know, with their shareholders tend to get in trouble. So you want to have that communication going back and forth. No lying about money. You know, no hiding purchases, no having secret debt somewhere.
Weston says it's better if one person assumes the role of chief financial officer and handles the day-to-day stuff like paying bills. If you both try to do that, she says, things tend to fall through the cracks.
Now, that doesn't mean that the other person is left in the dark. You should be having meetings and talking about all this. But having one person delegated to do that can really take some of the burden off.
More on our website, comonews.com. Herb Weisbaum, Como News Radio.